World Sport from the BBC with me, Sarah Mulkearns. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, it's a four-game suspension for New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady for his role in Deflategate. A late goal from Swansea inflicts a first Premier League loss in 11 games on Arsenal.
Montero going to the line here for Swansea. Gomez is there! Was it over the line? Gomez is saying it was. And what is he saying? He's saying it's a goal! Gomez for Swansea!
And it's the end of the road for one of the greatest athletes of his generation, Ethiopia's Haile Gebrselassie. First to some breaking news in the last hour. America's National Football League has suspended Tom Brady, the New England Patriots star quarterback, for four games and fined the club $1 million for its role in Deflategate. The NFL also said the Patriots will forfeit their first round selection in the 2016 draft for using underinflated footballs in last season's AFC Championship game. The NFL also indefinitely suspended the two equipment staffers who carried out the plan. Football next, and to the Premier League, where Arsenal missed the opportunity to move level on points with Manchester City in second place after losing 1-0 to Swansea at the Emirates on Monday. A header from Beftimi Gomez in the 85th minute proving the winner. After initial confusion, it was goal line technology that showed the Arsenal keeper David Ospina had failed to palm the ball away. Swansea manager Gary David Ospina had failed to palm the ball away. Swansea manager Gary Monk said it was great to see the technology working.
It just shows you that a technology like that is key to the game. And I asked the linesman if he saw it himself. He didn't. So obviously that technology played a massive part in that goal, and quite rightly so. So that was great to see. And obviously that type of technology will only help and enhance the game.
Staying with football and to Belgium, where for the second time in less than 2 weeks a player has died following a cardiac arrest on the pitch. Tim Nico collapsed at the weekend playing for Beerschot Wilrijk. A nurse tried to revive him, as did another player, before he was taken to hospital where he was put into an induced coma but died on Monday. This follows the death in similar circumstances of Gregory Mertens last month. So how possible is it to know whether a player is more likely to suffer from the sort of symptoms which can lead to a cardiac arrest before they even go out onto the pitch? Sanjay Sharma is chairman of the English FA Cardiac Consensus Group.
Sudden death in sport is due to a diverse group of cardiac diseases, not just one thing. It can be due to faults of the electricity of the heart, the blood supply of the heart, and the heart muscle. So no single test will identify every single cause. In fact, the ECG will pick up electrical faults, but it may fail to pick up faults with the blood supply of the heart or some other anomalies. In fact, I would go as far as saying that the ECG will miss around 17% of all athletes that could potentially die. That's why a percent of all athletes that could potentially die. That's why I think you need more than ECG in top-level athletes. And I would say that you need a minimum of an ECG and an ultrasound of the heart. The Football Association have had a screening program since 1997. This started quite a long time ago. And this is basically for the youth academy players that are aged around 16. They test about 950 of these guys each year with a health questionnaire, a physical examination, an ECG, and an ultrasound of the heart, which is probably the best way forward.
German Bundesliga side Schalke have suspended Kevin Prince Boateng and Sidney Sam indefinitely following Sunday's 2-0 loss at Cologne. The former Ghana forward Boateng played 59 minutes of the match while Germany winger Sam was absent. The club managed by former Chelsea boss Roberto Di Matteo blamed a lack of mutual trust and told both players they can find new teams. Thomas Spiegel, Schalke's director of communication, spoke to the BBC's Piers Edwards.
Kevin Prince-Boateng and Sidney Sam both will be suspended for the rest of the time being. That means that they will no longer train or play for Schalke 04. However, their contract will still run until 2016 in the case of Boateng and 2018 in the case of Sidney Sam, unless there comes another club comes along and will want to sign one of or both of them. Then, Schalke 04 will listen.
And can you explain...
Both of them. Then, Schalke 04 will listen.
And can you explain why this punishment has been handed out to the players, or why this situation has come about?
Well, the situation developed a little bit longer, and of course Schalke 04 had the aim to qualify for the Champions League this season. We are not able to be in the top four of the Bundesliga at the end of the season, but at least we would want to qualify for Europe, and still results and performances in the last weeks were poor, and we don't want to comment on any reason or give too much detailed information. However, there's no mutual trust in both Kevin Prince Boateng and Sidney Sam that they will contribute to our efforts to qualify for Europe.
Staying in Germany, and Pep Guardiola has distanced himself from reports over the weekend that he will join Manchester City next season as their new manager. The Bayern Munich boss spoke to the media on Monday, and when asked about the reports, Guardiola said he will still be at the German club next season.
Oh, Jungs, you have a 200 million.
Oh, boys, I've already said 200 million times.
So we have ein Jahr mehr Vertrag.
I've got 1 year left on my contract, and next season I will stay here, so that's it.
So, that is alles.
The president of the Spanish Football League, Javier Tebas, says plans for a strike starting this weekend are illegal. The Spanish Football Federation announced last week they were taking strike action to start this Saturday following government interference in the league's television rights. It's been proposed that the deal for the Primera División will be sold collectively rather than the current club-by-club basis.
Estas son huelgas que están prohibidas.
It is a strike to hurt La Liga, and those kinds of strikes are forbidden. They are only aiming to hurt the league, and hence we are complaining. We will see what happens. For the moment, though, the King's Cup or the last date for the league are not within the strike. We call on the Spanish Soccer Federation and the Football Players Union to sit and speak with us exclusively within the collective bargain.
Nos sentaremos a hablar de cualquier cuestión.
Emmanuel Adebayor's brother Rotimi has given a contrite interview to the BBC in the wake of accusations on social media made against him and other family members by the striker. The Tottenham forward accused his brother of stealing from him and explained the financial burden of supporting his family. The striker was criticised this season by Tottenham fans who've been unhappy at their club granting the player time off to return to Togo during the season.
I just want this moment and the right moment to say, bro, I'm so sorry, and to say for all our family, my family members, to tell them I'm so sorry for everything I've done wrong against them, against all the family. All of them to forgive me. I just want to beg them, please, to forgive me. I want all of us to be together now, like a family, like a brother and sister. Please, please, Shay, I'm begging you, I'm on my lane. Please, please, Shay, I'm begging you, I'm on my lane. So, please, try. I want him to try to beat us again.
Rotimi Adebayor there. Now, he's one of the greatest athletes of his generation, and after 25 years of competing, Ethiopia's Haile Gebrselassie has retired from competitive running. The 42-year-old leaves the sport with 2 Olympic gold medals, 8 world championship titles and 27 world records. Now, reports on Monday suggested that he might return to running at some point, but Gebrselassie's manager Jos Hermans dismissed those rumours.
This is a little bit confusing. Haile Gebrselassie, he loves to run. He will always run forever. I think yesterday in Manchester, it was very clear he cannot perform anymore great performances. He's not running with top athletes anymore, but people still want to invite him, you know. So it's difficult to say no. He's enjoying the people. So he's a kind of on a farewell tour. Let's say he's retiring. That's okay.
And following Andy Murray's victory over Rafael Nadal in the Madrid Masters final on Sunday, the Spaniard has dropped to number 7 in the world rankings. Not since 2005, just before his first French Open title, has Nadal been lower. Andy Murray has now moved to number 3 in the world. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, but that's the sport for now.